Welcome to the SpeechCamp audio download series. I'm Eddie O'Hanlon, your narrator. These audio downloads are designed to help you improve your public speaking skills. Each download is packed with tips, tools, and techniques to bring your presentation skills to the next level. This audio download is the audio version of the blog article entitled, "Help, I'm terrified my technical speech will be boring." Evan is a highly intelligent and confident structural engineer working with a construction company based in Dublin. As a leader of a team of 12 young experts providing equipment for the maintenance of bridges, Evan feels a strong passion for what he does. Except for one task that fills him with the stomach-churning dread right on cue at the beginning of every month. In order to comply with certain financial regulations for projects, Evan is required to present summary reports of his team's activities. His audience is made up of a mix of poker-faced financial auditors and accountants with nothing else on their minds but having a detailed breakdown of what was spent where and why. In Evan's words, it gets extremely tedious. "I have to defend every installation and calibration of specialized equipment," he says, rubbing his forehead. "They don't trust anything, no matter how many spending measures we take. That means going into details on stone types, erosion patterns, centers of gravity. I can tell it bores the hell out of them. And yet, they want every reason behind every single order. I can't win." I ask Evan to take me through one of his typical presentations, and I spot the problem after 30 seconds. It has nothing to do with poker-faced financial auditors or the erosion patterns of slabs of concrete. The problem is that Evan, like many technical presenters I've coached, is quite simply facting his audience to death. 6 years ago, I attended a public speaking seminar that was hosted by the 2001 world champion of public speaking, Darren LaCroix. That day, he made a statement that struck me as obvious in hindsight, but cathartic on the day. "As a speaker," Darren said, "you are following and leading the thought process of the audience." What Darren meant was that with each sentence, phrase, or even single word that I utter as a speaker, my audience will have a mental reaction. As a speaker, it's essential that I understand what those reactions are. In other words, what thoughts fire off in my audience's minds during my delivery. At any point, it could be something like, "Wow, that was brilliant what you just said." Or it could be, "Huh? What did he mean by that?" Let me ask you a question. Have you ever listened to a presentation that was delivered in a clear and articulate way, but somehow your mind switched off after a minute or so? The chances are either you genuinely had zero interest in the topic, or the speaker made the very common mistake of delivering bare fact after fact after fact after fact, ad infinitum. Most speakers make this rookie mistake. So here's a little brain science. The human brain can only take in so many bare facts and points and ideas in a row before it needs time out to digest. The reason why the average person's mind tends to switch off after approximately 3 to 5 facts, points, or bare ideas is because their mind is full. When the thought process of your audience switches off, you have successfully disconnected from the public speaking process. This is not good, by the way. Let's return to Evan. Evan has a big bundle of highly detailed facts that he needs to share with his audience. So, what is the best way for Evan to succeed without switching all their minds off? He was delighted to learn there are several options. However, the overall concept is the same. You must break your facts up in a way that makes your material much more digestible. You do this by sticking your facts onto what are called hooks. Now, what are hooks? Here is a list of speech hooks. Number 1, a story. Number 2, a question. Number 3, a quote. Number 4, a metaphor. Number 5, a joke. And by the way, there are many more, but we'll focus on these today. The reason that these grossly underused components of speech writing are called hooks is very simple. It's because they literally allow you to hook bare facts onto them. Why are they so powerful? Well, because they engage the human brain in fundamentally different ways to bare facts. When you deliver a hook that leads to a fact, point, or idea, that fact remains anchored in the human mind for a surprisingly long time. This begs the question, what is the best hook to use? Well, as author-speaker Brené Brown once said in her excellent TED.com speech on the power of vulnerability, stories are data with a soul. By the way, did you notice how I used a quote there? Let's talk about stories. Stories are undoubtedly the most powerful component of speaking, and I will talk about them in a future audio download. Did you notice how I began this particular episode with a story? It's a much better technique than launching straight into the brain science. I hope you will agree. So let's glance over the other hooks. Questions. Questions are effective because they seek direct access to the human mind, and they force your audience to wake up. If I ask you, what is 2 plus 2? Whether you like it or not, a part of your mind has fired off the thought, 4. Unless, of course, you fired off 5, in which case, I can't help you. Quotes. Quotes are very handy because they offer insights and wisdom in a way that lends a certain authority, especially if the source of your quote is an expert of some sort. And please, always quote your sources. Never underestimate the power of a well-timed quote. Let's return to Evan. To help him come up with a new selection of hooks, I asked him how could he help his audience to understand something as technical as erosion patterns. One of my favorite hooks, by the way, and one I do not hear often enough, is the analogy. An analogy is a specific kind of metaphor, and they are so powerful because they allow you, the speaker, to relate a brand new fact that you want to teach with something your audience is already familiar with. Evan decided to use a very clever analogy. He decided to describe the erosion of certain stones that he used in the building of bridges as a sort of tax from the river that shaves off a little bit off your bridge's net worth every year. The audience woke up. Of course, they're accountants. They liked it. Evan swore that he heard someone laugh. Now he is addicted to analogies. Speaking of humor, by the way, let me finish by sharing a joke. The Russian and American space programs decided to join forces to build a space station. There were many challenges. Some led to healthy competition to see who could solve what task in the best way. One day, the Americans decided to tackle the issue of pens and biros not working properly in zero gravity. They spent millions engineering a pen that could deliver ink in a weightless environment. The next day, both teams met to exchange their ideas. The Americans proudly laid their million-dollar zero-G pen on the table in front of the Russians. The Russians responded by putting their solution on the table, a pencil. You see, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes the easiest solutions are right under your nose, and they don't cost a penny. Hey, did I just use a joke to teach a fact? This download was provided by SpeechCamp, Ireland's top quality presentation skills training company. Visit us at www.speechcamp.ie.